We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, rolling right along on a Wednesday morning. And our next guest is Tara Claussen, and she's the director of Kansa United Way, getting ready for their campaign kickoff later this month. Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
I did. It's always nice to be able to have a soft reset and get ready to move forward, especially as we start approaching our busiest time of the year. So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And obviously a time of giving here in our community that will no doubt be of need to a lot of folks. Let's go ahead and highlight when that campaign kickoff is, because it's just about, a couple weeks away.
It is. It'll be here before you know it. We're excited to share that our campaign kickoff will be a virtual event on September 22nd. So we're looking at some fun ways to engage our community through Facebook, through Zoom. Of course, we'll take advantage of being on the radio again and highlighting some of our initiatives and hopefully build support for even more members of our community to give back and get involved.
You know, I'd say it's more challenging sometimes doing Zoom meetings for some events, but I feel like for fundraisers, it actually works really well. It's kind of convenient for a lot of folks.
You know, it has created its own challenge for fundraising and when you're building support, that in-person is so key and so vital. But I think as with all, we're adjusting and we've put some pieces together and have a campaign toolkit on our website that has all of the key components to being able to run a campaign and pledge forms for anybody who's interested. So we're trying to make it very easy to connect with our community as we continue to practice social distancing and honor our need to stay safe during these challenging times.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it was announced earlier this year who the campaign chair is going to be, and I'm real excited because we haven't had him on the radio in a while, and it's Mr. Lyle Butler.
Yes, we're so thrilled to have him be our champion. Of course, when we started visiting with him, who would have guessed we would even use the word pandemic on a daily basis for us, but so thrilled to have Lyle lead our campaign efforts. He has been and continues to be such a strong force within our business community. He is passionate about the needs of our community and the individuals themselves. So what better person to lead and champion our cause, especially through a pandemic, to understand that while we want to protect our economic factors, and we understand that it'll be more challenging for some industries to give back, the importance of continuing to support them and provide ways to give back for both them and their employees is vitally important this year and as we look into the calendar year 2021.
Obviously, him being the former chamber president, he knows so many people here in the community, and what a better way. He's got all the business connections. That ought to be a major boost, I would think.
We hope so, you know. Yeah. We hope so. We're hoping that you know, he'll be able to connect us with some more individuals and businesses in the community that maybe we've lost a relationship with or just beginning to rebuild and really bring back to life our United Way campaign. You know, the giving of United Way is really reflective of the community giving overall. So the more that we can involve our community members, the more dollars that we raise, which ultimately comes back into the strong partnerships we have to achieve outcomes that support our core initiatives of education, health, and financial stability. And when we have those strong, then we begin to recover and look past the pandemic to how we support our community overall.
How many agencies are under the United Way umbrella here in the Kansa United Way?
For the calendar year 2021, which is what we're fundraising for right now, we'll have 20 partner agencies, and there's actually within that structure 26 programs that we'll provide funding for, and they range from basic needs, food, rent, utility assistance, and how we create programming to support and hopefully break negative cycles so individuals find themselves in positions where maybe they don't need that support as readily. Two, education initiatives to focusing on early childhood all the way through a career readiness so that as we achieve graduation rates and get our children into the workforce, they're set to be successful there. So our education initiatives there. And health, I think, is really probably a key topic for us right now as we navigate through the pandemic, is focusing not only on our physical, but our mental health and how we ensure that those programs are in place to keep our families and our individuals as healthy as possible during challenging times.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important. And obviously a big part of the United Way's mission here is getting people involved with giving. And there's so many different ways that you can do that. And I know a big part of that is through different ways. I've worked at companies in the past that have done it for their employees. They can just make it real simple and take it right out of your paycheck monthly or quarterly. And it's a real simple way to give.
Absolutely. You know, our employee campaigns really are the strength of our campaign initiatives in the fall. And so the opportunity to work with businesses and come in and educate on the needs of our community specifically with those employees, give them qualified and verified agencies to support so that they know that their funds are being used in a way that they intend them to be used. And then to work with the employer to allow those of us who find it easier to give a little bit at a time collectively through the year to feel philanthropic and know that our dollars are making a difference throughout the calendar year and not just in one big lump sum check. However we can give the community the opportunity to give back is our initiative and drive through the campaign period.
All right. So I imagine you at this point, or maybe in the next couple of weeks, that outreach will begin and you'll start talking with various different people in the community.
Absolutely. You know, we're really grateful for our pace setters. I'll name a few. Charleston Wilson, the trust company. Some of our pace setters are starting a little bit later in the year, but Target, Caterpillar in Wamego, we're really grateful for those companies who really set the example and lead our initiative into the fall and really look forward to opportunities to engage even more businesses. I know Dillard's is looking forward to joining us this year with an employee campaign, and I've even spoken with the Wamego Chamber of Commerce and I'm excited to bring them on board with an employee campaign. So we continue to outreach and look for more opportunities, and we would really welcome the opportunity to discuss more with community members and businesses themselves on how we could partner together.
All right. Fundraising goal, I'm not sure that'll be announced, maybe not until the 22nd. Is that right?
Part of our messaging. So we'll hold off just a little bit longer. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll look forward to that. We'll invite people to listen in to K-Man on September 22nd. We'll have you and Lyle Butler, and we're going to do a full hour kind of kicking off. That's the day of the campaign kickoff. So be sure to tune in for that. Anything else we should look?
That'd be great. Well, we'll encourage everybody to like our Facebook and social media links. We'll be sharing a lot with Facebook Live and initiatives through that vehicle, too. So looking forward to being on the radio on our kickoff day. But I would ask the community to join us on Facebook and be a part of our challenges, be a part of some of our initiative and that overall education to how strong that impact could be if you would join us this year.
All right. So important to give back to your community, and we'll look forward to talking more about that here in a couple weeks. We'll talk to you then. Tara, thank you.
Thanks so much, Brandon. Have a great day.
You too. Tara Clausen, again, director of the Kansas United Way, joining us on In Focus. More after this on News Radio KMAN.